I want to get to Scott Pohl now, who has been following the Dr. Larry Nassar sentencing that has been dominating storylines across the nation. And for those who have been following it, you all know that Dr. Larry Nassar, the former USA gymnastics team doctor, former doctor here at Michigan State University, who has been accused of assaulting more than 140 women or girls, he was sentenced today to 60 years in prison on child pornography charges. I want to get to WKAR news reporter Scott Pohl right now. Again, he's been following this story throughout the morning and now into the afternoon. Scott, first off, welcome to Current Sports. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Al. Thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Scott, can you update our audience? I just, you know, kind of, riddled out what has happened today. Again, sentenced to 60 years in prison on child pornography charges. You've been following this thing throughout the morning. Can you just sort of set the scene when it comes to your firsthand coverage of this story?
Well, the proceedings were in the courtroom of federal U.S. District Court Judge Janet Neff in the federal building in Grand Rapids, and she was sentencing Larry Nassar on a total of three counts. The first two had to do with the possession of an enormous amount of child pornography images and videos, and the third count had to do with the attempt to destroy evidence or dispose of evidence. The maximum sentence for each of those counts was 20 years, and that's exactly what Judge Neff gave Larry Nassar as a sentence today. And they will run consecutively. That means that they add up to 60 years. They will not be running at the same time. So he will spend at least the next 60 years in prison. Now, he has 14 days to appeal that sentence. And since he was given the maximum sentence, there's no reason not to appeal. So it would not be a surprise at all if Larry Nassar appeals that sentence.
The scene in the courtroom, Scott, you were there. What was that scene like?
Well, the court was jam-packed with reporters and observers that included a number of the survivors or victims of Larry Nassar. And when he entered the courtroom in handcuffs, a hush fell over the crowd, as you might imagine. Mm-hmm. He did speak at one point during the proceedings. You're going to have to give me a moment to go through my notes to find some of his remarks, Al. He said that he's been battling this for a considerable amount of time. I'm ashamed. I lost everything because of this. I tried to be a good person. I tried to help people. I've asked my priest to pray for me. I've always been a man of faith. I asked God to help the victims with the healing process. Clearly, Judge Neff was not buying that line of argument when she handed out her sentence. She referred to the enormous number of images and that he had made some of his own videos. It was unlike any case, she says, she had ever seen. And she also referred to the fact that in her mind, it clearly reflects his understanding of his crimes, the fact that he tried to dispose of evidence and the damage that he faced if his crimes had been discovered. He violated, in the judge's words, the doctor's pledge to first do no harm. She said she had reviewed all of the victim statements that had been received by the court, statements referring to how victims say they have had their sense of self-worth destroyed and that they're trying hard to restore their sense of self-worth. Larry Nassar is 54. He's now divorced. He has three children. And the judge said the dark side of his nature played out outside of his family life. She also said that she's a mother of two daughters. And quoting here, I cannot imagine that kind of situation. She was referring to the cases we've heard about where not only did he physically abuse athletes in his care during treatment, but in some cases, parents were actually in the room at the time. Mm-hmm. So the judge, you could say she threw the book at him today.
Wow. Again, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are talking with WKAR News reporter Scott Pohl, who has been covering the sentencing of former gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. And you mentioned how Judge Neff said that this is unlike any case she's ever tried. And, you know, you mentioned the videos. What do you mean by the videos, Scott?
Well, of course, I've not seen any of these images or videos. The one thing that came to light today in court is that apparently at least some of the videos in his possession involved his own children.
Wow. Boy, oh boy. Scott, where are we now with the Larry Nassar situation? I know this centered on the child pornography charges in relation to the, of course, the sexual assault charges concerning the more than 140 women or girls. Where are we with that? Mm-hmm. Where do we go now with this?
Well, in Ingham and Eaton counties, he has pleaded guilty to a total of 10 criminal sexual assault felonies. And his sentencing in Ingham County and Eaton County, both counties, will be on different dates in the month of January.
Okay. Do we know what those dates are specifically just yet?
You know what? They're buried in my notes somewhere. They're in the previous stories
right.
I've filed from both of those courts. I don't have them committed to memory.
Okay.
And I've also, Al, been at a press conference. In fact, I stepped out to take your call.
Yes.
With a number of the victims who are suing Nassar and Michigan State University, Twistars, and USA Gymnastics. And some of them we've heard from before, and they are saying similar things to what we've heard them say before, understandably. Larissa Boyce pointedly said, "I was blown away with what the judge did today." She referred to this as a positive step towards justice. And so they are continuing their remarks right now. I'm recording, but I'm not in the room right now since I'm on the phone with you.
There we go. And again, you can follow Scott's coverage. I know you've been tweeting a lot throughout the morning into the afternoon. You can follow Scott at Scott Pohl, P-O-H-L-W-K-A-R on Twitter. And I know that the attorney for Dr. Larry Nassar, he also described the demeanor after hearing the sentencings of Dr. Larry Nassar. The attorney for Larry Nassar, was it Matt Newberg, right, Scott?
Yes. He and Shannon Smith, the other attorney representing Larry Nassar, stopped on their way out of the federal building to speak briefly with reporters, and pretty much have summed up his remarks that Nassar is devastated. They expect that they would not be surprised if he does appeal the sentence. However, if he does so, it will be with different legal representation.
Okay. Scott Pohl.
They would not be representing him in any appeal.
Okay. Gotcha. So he'll have a different attorney there. Okay. Scott
mm-hmm.
Pohl, we'll let you get back to work, my friend. Thank you so much for taking some time to join us here on Current Sports. We really appreciate it.
Glad to help, Al. Thanks.